The University of Georgia recently created two new fellowship programs to recruit the most promising graduate students. Those fellowships waive tuition and offer an annual salary of at least $20,000. Here to tell us more about that is Suzanne Barbour. She's the dean of the University of Georgia Graduate School. Good morning, Suzanne.
Good morning.
And money is not the only reason that college graduates go back to school or keeps them out of it, but it becomes an important factor once debt enters the picture. A study from the New America Foundation, which is a public policy think tank in Washington, D.C., found grad students owed an average $57,000 in debt in 2012, and that includes their undergraduate loans. So, Suzanne, how did you figure out what amount of money might be needed, especially in terms of the salary, to provide an affordable PhD or graduate degree for a student?
Yeah, a couple of things go into that calculation. You know, part of it is looking at graduate student debt, but quite frankly, another big part of it is positioning the University of Georgia so we can recruit and retain the most talented graduate students. Not everyone is aware, but graduate students actually play a major role in the way we do business here at the University of Georgia. They're an important part of our teaching mission, and they're a very, very important part of our research and scholarship mission, where essentially they're the fuel that drives that engine. And so when we compete for graduate students, we're not just competing locally or regionally, we're competing across the world, across the globe. And so we base those calculations in part on our ability to compete with other universities around the world for the most talented students.
And I assume that there was a return on investment calculation made, that in the end, offering a fellowship like this, even with an annual salary offered, made better business sense for the for University of Georgia.
Yes, again, absolutely. Our graduate students are the base of the pyramid that drives our scholarship engine. Research and development expenditures have gone up by nearly 21% at the University of Georgia over the last 2 years, and a good percentage of that can be devoted or designated to graduate student efforts. And so, again, what we invest in our graduate students, they pay out to us tremendously in terms of the scholarship and the teaching that they do for the university.
Okay, to help us calculate the other end of that, the economics for the student, is Andrew Hansen. He's a senior analyst at Georgetown University Center on Education and the Workforce and co-authored a report called The Economic Value of College Majors. Hi, Andrew.
Hi.
Hi. So you just heard Suzanne explaining why this makes great sense for the University of Georgia. And if you get a fellowship, I would imagine that makes great sense for that student as well. But for most people, does the calculation work? For the people who go into debt of, say, $50,000 or $60,000, does that end up paying off?
It does end up paying off on average for most people who pursue graduate degrees. Over the course of a 40-year career, are going to make $400,000 more than people with bachelor's degrees. So we're talking about $2.2 million versus $1.8 million, essentially, over the course of your career. So it's a huge difference. It may take some time to get some of that back. But the other caveat to that is it really depends on what kind of graduate degree you're going to get. If you're going to get an education graduate degree, it probably does not make as much sense to take on that kind of level of debt. If you're going to get a degree in business or STEM, it definitely would.
Suzanne, is the university targeting certain programs or certain majors?
Yes, we are, actually. So the two new award mechanisms we have are targeted, one at the doctoral level and the other at the master's level. And at the doctoral level, we're looking at those disciplines, many of them are STEM actually, that are essentially addressing global challenges that in turn are closely related to the strengths in our research mission. On the master's level, we're looking at disciplines that are underscoring the economy of the state of Georgia. And that's in things like aerospace, in transportation, in biotech, in informatics. And again, these are some of the same kinds of disciplines that are also disciplines where students get a large return for their investment on the investment they make in their graduate education.
Andrew, how fast does that change? In other words, does a major in aerospace, which might pay off today, would that have not paid off 2, 3, 4 years ago?
The broader categories do not change. So if you looked 10 years ago, the degrees that paid off the most were still STEM, business, and healthcare. However, within those degrees, there are specific types of engineering that yield a higher return within a smaller time frame. So, for example, when we had a massive energy boom here in the United States starting in 2010, the demand for petroleum engineers skyrocketed, and even fresh out of college, were making more than $100,000 a year. So that does happen, but the broader differences that we see between, for example, STEM business, education, social services, those stay relatively consistent over the course of decades.
So, Suzanne, does this fellowship program allow the university to attract not just competitive students, but also a larger diversity? Does it make it possible for someone who may not have the means otherwise to get a PhD?
Yes, absolutely. You know, graduate students, unlike undergraduates, they have more complicated lives. They're adults. Many of them have homes and they have mortgages. They have car payments. They have children themselves that they're putting through school. And so their ability to come back to school and continue their education very much depends on their ability to be supported. On top of that, there's been a prediction that there'll be a 6.4% increase in jobs requiring the graduate degree in the state of Georgia. So this is clearly serving a need for the citizens of the state of Georgia and positioning them to be more competitive in the workforce.
Andrew, does having more PhDs make the national economy stronger? Do we have a national interest in getting higher education to more people?
Absolutely. We've released an analysis just a few months ago where we looked at the trends in the post-recession jobs recovery. The economy's added almost 9 million jobs for college graduates. 4 million of those have gone to people with graduate degrees. So the payoff is higher than ever. We've seen enormous growth, especially for folks with graduate degrees in fields like management consulting, finance, IT, and engineering, and healthcare as well. So these are trends that are becoming starker over time. More than 90% of the jobs that we've added in the post-recession jobs recovery have gone to people with either bachelor's or graduate degrees. So this is, a very stark trends in the economy that we're seeing.
Suzanne, we only have about 30 seconds left, but how many fellowships are available each year?
So there are 10 fellowships for the doctoral and there are 10 fellowships for the master's. We view this as a very competitive program.
That's a pretty ambitious for a beginning program. Suzanne Barbour is Dean of the University of Georgia Graduate School. Andrew Hansen is Senior Analyst at Georgetown University Center on Education and the Workforce. Suzanne and Andrew, thank you both so much.
Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you.